Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, this is Stefania over at Positive Affirmations and Audio Stories, bringing you happy thoughts, motivation, encouragement, information, and entertainment to energize your day. We use the power of positive words to motivate and find ways to help you live the positive lifestyle that you deserve. Today, let's talk about when we are in the bed and we open our eyes and we rise and we're ready to rock. Let's talk about the first hour of the day, how to get into the best energy flow. I read something very interesting. This article said that the way you spend the first hour of your day is very important because it sets the tone for the rest of your day. How do you spend the first hour of your day? Do you roll out of bed and turn on the news? And say to yourself, how sad and depressing everything is? How sad it makes you feel? Do you think about how you do not want to go to your place of employment if you have to go to work that day? It might be a good idea to make some changes in our morning routine to get the best out of our day and the best out of that first golden hour. One good thing that could be done when we get up is to do a little bit of spiritual reading. Doesn't have to be necessarily secular or reading the Bible. I'm more talking about just reading a few paragraphs, or if the Bible is your source of inspiration, include it. But I'm thinking about just reading a few paragraphs or pages of some book or some article that inspires you. It doesn't have to be a long article, just a little something to get your energy in a positive place and your mind in a positive place. For instance, when I get up, I have to say, when I turn on the radio, I do listen to the news for a minute just to see what's going on. But then I turn to reading something spiritual, something inspiring, or listening to some recordings of affirmations or meditation, something to keep. Once I know what's going on in the world, then I listen to something to balance myself, to keep myself stable. And even before that, the first thing that we could do when we wake up is to have a glass of water. How simple. We've gone about 8 hours without drinking anything. So let's hydrate and get that body system going straight away. Then maybe we could even try a small bit of exercise after we get out of the bed, before we eat breakfast and begin our morning routine. It doesn't have to be a big aerobic high-intensity training workout, unless that is your thing. It could be just stretching our arms, our muscles, our necks, or even doing something really, really super simple like stretching, touching your toes, moving your arms around. Because when we've been in the bed, aside from, you know, turning from one side to the other, virtually speaking, we've been in the same position for 8 hours. So, or however many hours. So any kind of movement is good, just to get the blood going. By now, it's probably time to eat your breakfast, if you eat breakfast. Put on your clothes and get out the door, or get to your home office and head down in front of the laptop. But if you can spare a little more time on something that is your true passion, even if it's only 5 minutes, your hobby, if you're working a 9-to-5 job but you have a dream of having your own business, then spend a few minutes, 10 minutes or more, on that business, even if it's just writing down a plan. Just something. If you have a hobby that you doesn't take a lot, something that lifts your spirit, spend a few minutes on it. Start your day with love, with pure, joyful energy, even if it's only for 5 minutes. Also, if you might think, what I need to do is more than 10 minutes on my business if I want to work on my future plans, in the morning, do something even as simple as making a few notes of things to do when you have more time in the evening or on the weekend. It's all about keeping the dream energy alive and your motivation strong. Keeping the joy in your life in whatever way, to whatever degree you can. The first hour of the day can be a golden one for us, a special time just for us, a sacred time just for us. It can be the time for us to do something that gives us joy and energizes us before we get into the hustle and bustle and busyness of the day. I like to start my day off. Okay, full disclosure, this doesn't happen every day. This is my dream day. I like to start my day off with a bit of sacred reading, then maybe pull an oracle card. And if I have time, to do a bit of yoga exercise. It's not strenuous, but it does get my blood flowing and stretches my muscles so I can be flexible. I also like to do breathing exercises. That keeps our lungs strong and keeps our immunity well. We've got to do something to keep ourselves in good health. And I think breathing exercises is one thing that we can do. And it wakes us up. Then, after doing a bit of stretching muscles, I'm off to start the day. I might make a few notes on things that I want to do during the day. There are so many apps that one can use to make a list. And then you can sync it. So you will also have this list on your phone, which will keep you guided as to what you want to accomplish that day. So during that first hour of the day, that's something else you can do. Plan. Make your list. Then I might make a few notes on something I want to do in the near future. Just, I want to write it down. So I have it in writing, so it's not just in my head. I'm not just holding on to the thought. Writing is power. It makes it concrete. If you were to write down some things that you want to do during the day, that's not something that has to take a lot of time, because sometimes in the morning we don't have a lot of time. But we can do a lot of little bits to keep ourselves in balance, focused, and centered. It's important to have some kind of positive routine as we begin our day, because sometimes we start the day tired because maybe we didn't sleep well, or maybe we were worried about something. And if we carry that tired, fatigued, worried energy into the day, it can send us into a downward spiral, and anything that goes wrong just reinforces our low energy and sense of self. So sometimes starting out the day on a positive high note is effortless. It's so easy. You wake up and you're there. You're ready to roll. But sometimes it takes a bit of work. And that's where having a routine can help us to move forward when we're not in the mood. So, how about you? How do you start your day? What do you do in that first hour? With inspiration and purpose to help you move towards your goals. Affirmations are another good thing to use at night, but also to use in the morning to help center us, focus us, put us in a positive flow to move forward in love and peace and security, no matter what's going on. If you're looking for some affirmations to set you up for the day and keep you in a positive mindset, here are a few to get you started. You can say these affirmations a couple of times a day. You can record them on your phone and play them even during the middle of the day if you start sinking or you just feel like you need a little buzz. You can also take these affirmations and use them as little seeds to come up with your own. A few affirmations to start our day. I start my day with joy. I start my day with joy. I have a choice. Today is going to be a good day. I have a choice. Today is going to be a good day. I'm glad that I have a solid plan for accomplishing things today. I'm glad that I have a solid plan for accomplishing things today. I will be sure to make time for some kind of exercise today. I will be sure to make time for some kind of exercise today. I am open to being of service to others and helping out where I can. I'm open to being of service to others and helping out where I can. I spend some time today on things that bring me joy just because they make me happy. I spend some time today on things that bring me joy just because they make me happy. I'm good enough as I am. Things are always working out for me. I am blessed and grateful to be alive. I am blessed and grateful to be alive. Thank you for this new day. Thank you for this new day. And that's it for today's episode. To get into the best energy flow that we can, starting with that first hour of the day. Feel free to share the podcast with your family, with your friends, with everyone. The podcast can be found on all major platforms and apps. You can find us on Twitter at Steph's Voice. We're on Insta, Podcasts by Stefania. And if you're looking for a little motivation and inspiration in between episodes, please visit our Ko-fi page, where you'll find videos, artwork, blog posts, and all kinds of good, positive energy. And should you decide to join the Positive Affirmations and Audio Stories membership tier, you can get access to podcast episodes recorded only for the members. And that's it for now. Stay safe, stay well.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.